You're listening to episode number 1826 of the Who Cares News for Friday, September 25th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday, y'all.
Ooh.
Happy Fall Friday.
Do you have any memories of the Partridge Family? You were a little kid.
Well, if it started 50 years ago, that means I was five.
But there were reruns that ran forever.
Oh, yeah. I watched it. I think I've seen every single one of them. Yeah. You know, more than once.
Did you have a crush on David Cassidy?
Of
I know
course,
you had a crush on his little brother.
Sean Cassidy. Oh, baby.
Who wasn't in the show.
Right. But and, David Cassidy, he was a hottie. He was cute. What a cutie patootie.
I was doing a little research yesterday. Today, by the way, if you didn't know, it's the 50th anniversary of the premiere of the Partridge Family, launched on this date, September 25th, 1970. Very first episode. Man, it's been 50. So a little unknown, maybe known or unknown fact. The neighborhood where they lived is on the what they call the ranch lot in Burbank.
It's
the house they lived in was the house that Gladys Kravitz lived in across the street
from
Samantha
really?
Stevens in Bewitched. Yeah, and once in a while they would pass by the Stevens' house in the exterior. There's been a lot of stuff shot there. The fountain that was in one of the episodes.
Well, maybe Gladys Kravitz moved into assisted living.
And left it to Shirley Jones.
Yes,
and
then
her
and
five kids.
The Partridge Family moved into it.
And the fountain that's there in the park is the same fountain where they shot the open to Friends.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's supposed to be in New York somewhere, but no.
Uh-huh.
Where they frolic
not...
in the fountain. Before the Friends frolic there, the Partridge Family frolic there. So there you go, frolicking in Burbank, California.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on today?
Well, just getting you ready for Dancing with the Stars next week.
Oh, early. Wow.
Give you time to mull it over.
Really?
Dread.
Oh, jeez.
So let's see what's going on.
Okay, let's.
Oh, here's one for you. Carol Baskin's ex-family.
Uh-huh.
They're suing her for some remarks made by Bruno.
Wait.
Keep up, John.
Wow. Wait, what?
Family is suing her.
Suing Carol.
For remarks made by Bruno.
Right.
About her.
Yeah.
Not killing her paso doble.
Oh, my God.
Now, they claim she was complicit in the joke.
Oh, God. Are you kidding me?
No, I kid you not. I wish I was.
She's complicit. So she's being sued for being complicit.
I ain't joking
your ass. Yikes.
I would say, what's the world coming to, but...
I think it's a publicity stunt, because these are the same family that purchased a TV commercial asking for help in finding out more information about the disappearance of their long-lost dad.
Yep.
Who was Tiger Bait? Not that's
allegedly
Tiger Bait. Tiger Bait. Okay, whatever.
Chomp.
Oh God, chomp! You just made me hungry for a McRib. They're not out yet. Maybe a couple of weeks, I hope.
Well, they had their McRib. The little tiger.
Oh no! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! I thought we were talking about Dancing with the Stars. Oh,
needs
no.
Barbecue sauce.
Chomp.
All right, host Tyra Banks.
Yeah.
Now, she admits that she hasn't been perfect on the show.
She hasn't. Wow.
No. But, you know,
she's owning it.
Out of all the things that Tyra Banks is or isn't, she owns herself, man. She always
You know what? You got to say that about her. I guess that's true. I guess that's true.
Yep.
She's made a living after being a, obviously, a fashion model. That was her first gig. She learned how to host the show, very successfully ran the reality show for all those years, and then she got these hosting gigs for other stuff.
But you know, when she gained weight, I mean, basically, she told everyone else to pound sand. Good for her.
Does she still have a talk show? Did she have a talk show, Tyra Banks show?
I think so, yeah.
Huh. Eh, what
anyway,
do you know?
She posted a TikTok video this week and said, it wasn't perfect. I messed up. I said the wrong words, but the thing is, I kept going. Which is true.
So
Tyra compared her performance to that of contestant Skye Jackson, who fell during her performance and got back up and finished like a trooper.
Get back on that horse, Tyra.
Get back.
By God. Yeehaw. Get back on that horse.
Ride.
Even if you say the wrong thing. You know what? Tyra's not going to get, she's not going to get a fair shake on this. I got a feeling.
No, because some of the show's fans, they're not happy with her replacing, you know, Tom Bergeron, and they are more than willing. I know, big shock, more than willing to criticize so far.
Right.
Of course, there's people out there, if someone said the sky is blue,
right,
you'd have those little creepers coming out of the woodwork going, no, the sky is green. No, shut up. No, you shut up. The sky is azure. If you want to be, you obviously don't know what you're doing. I just get, don't, I know, land the
this
plane.
Hand gesture is for you to land the plane.
Bill Murray has received a cease and desist order from the attorneys for the
Dean
brothers.
Wait, yep. What? For the who?
You know, if I ask someone younger and say, do you know who the DB brothers are? They say, who?
Who? You know, if you ask somebody younger, hey, do you know who the Partridge Family is? Or do you know who Bill Murray is?
Well,
he's got a movie out. It's on Apple Plus, I think. It's a new movie.
Well, most of the have kind of seen Ghostbusters. They kind of
well, but he's a different character, I think, in everything he plays. Somewhat. Well, somewhat.
That's the job of an actor. I'm just, you know, some people can't
pull
it
off.
Oh, I
think he's a fine actor. I love Bill Murray. What are you talking about? Where did we get on this subject? Oh, your story's about Bill.
Cease and desist order from the attorneys for the Doobie Brothers over the use of their song Listen to the Music.
What?
Yeah, it's an ads for his line of golf shirts.
What? He didn't get permission?
No.
Who screwed that up?
Well, however,
maybe somebody heard the song that was in an ad agency and was 20 years old. Hello. 22, okay, because they got to be old enough to drink because they're in an ad agency. Anyway, they're at the ad agency. They're going like, hey, check this out. I saw it on TikTok. Let's see if we can find this song. Put it in the ad for Bill's new thing.
Okay, yeah, before you get your panties in a wad.
Uh-huh.
The letter was more amusing than threatening.
Oh, that's true. I mean, how can you be mad at Bill Murray?
Because the attorney wrote,
this is too damn cool, that guy.
This is what the attorney wrote.
Uh-huh.
It seems like the only person who uses our client's music without permission more than you do is Donald Trump. And then they also said they threatened Bill with eternal damnation, but but you already earned that with those Garfield movies. And then they took a shot at the shirt, saying, we'd almost be okay with it if the shirts weren't so damn ugly. But it is what it is. No word back from Bill yet.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's
going to
be a doozy.
I'm pretty sure they're going to take it off because, you know, at underlying all that probably is the message, you really can't do this.
We'll see.
Well, you know, it is the 50th anniversary of the Partridge Family today. And you know who didn't guest star on a Partridge Family episode would be Halle Berry. But plenty of others did. Farrah Fawcett, Mark Hamill,
did
we
she?
Mentioned earlier. Yeah, Harry Morgan, Richard Pryor, Jodie Foster actually played a foil to Danny Bonaducci. So the Partridge Family gave a lot of people their start.
You know what? It might be time to binge it.
Yep, I think it is. I don't know if you can find it. Is it on MeTV? We'll have to check that out. But
yeah.
Happy anniversary, Partridge Family.
Happy anniversary.
We're out of here. See you Monday. Have a great weekend, and
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.